Z95.3. Hey, it's Simone. We have a guest in studio. Coleman Hell is here. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you walked in with a box of tissues. What's going on?
Oh, no. Don't reveal. I've just got a little case of the sniffles, but I'm all right.
What do you usually use if you've got something? Because obviously when you got to perform, you got to be on. Do you have any secret things or like concoctions you whip up to make you feel, make yourself feel better?
There's like some sort of disgusting mixture of like apple cider vinegar and cinnamon and lemon, and it all mixes together in hot water to just taste like, I don't know.
Something
puke.
Gross.
It's like puke, yeah.
But it
helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you been up to this last little while?
I've been working on a new album that I'm just wrapping up, and now I'm starting to play some shows. And I'm coming and talking to people like you.
Now, I was going to rag on you a little bit because I was creeping your social media. And
You're creeping me?
Well, your social media game, dude. You've got 17 posts in 3 years. What's up with that?
Well, I think I like hit a bunch of them.
Oh.
I'm going for this new image, you know, this new me. I did a whole like makeover of myself. So these are my new pictures.
Okay, tell us a little bit about old Coleman versus new Coleman. Like, what are the changes?
Well, I got my like health in check recently. I started going to the gym, started eating this keto diet, it's called.
Oh, okay. Some of the girls in the office are doing the keto thing.
It's like a fad diet. Yeah.
Okay, but is it working for you? Because I know one
yeah,
girl
really
here
works.
Was like, I do keto and then I can drink clear beverages on the weekends. But she's like, I lost 10 pounds. And I was like, well, if it's working for you.
Yeah, you lose weight. I'm not sure how healthy it's going to end up being. Maybe I will die of a heart attack next year, but I'm going to look great.
It's worth it, right? So tomorrow night in Vancouver, you've got a show at Red Truck Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty excited.
Okay, so what can we see if we show up there? What do you got for us?
I'm going to be playing a furry keytar. I'm going to be singing some old classics, some new songs. Maybe we're going to be playing one of them today.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. And I don't know, maybe some surprises that I'm just going to keep vague like that.
Okay, that's intriguing. Now, in terms of music, what are you listening to right now? Like, what kind of jams do it for you right now? What's on the playlist?
What am I listening to right now? I don't know. I've been keeping up with these Drake and Pusha T disses.
The feud, and he's got that baby that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Drake has a surprise porn star baby. That's pretty exciting.
Did you hear that Maury Povich invited him onto his show for a paternity test?
What? That's wild. I was really hoping Drake was going to come back. Maybe he will on the album, so we'll have to wait and see.
Totally. Okay, so Drake. And then what are the plans for the summer?
Plans for the summer, play more shows. I don't know. I think I might be heading to LA after this, actually, to kind of just do some finishing touches on the record. And then, yeah, I don't know.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about this new song. It's called Hold On Me. What's kind of the story behind it?
It's a sultry bop for everyone out there. It's just kind of about being apart from someone, but not fully being able to get over them.
Okay.
Yeah. Something maybe we've all gone through at some time in our life.
I like that you use the word bop, because I just heard that the other day. I was working and one of the younger kids around here was like, that song's a bop. And I'm like, what does that mean? It's like saying it's a jam for us old people. But this is a bop.
It's a bop for the youth.
It's new Coleman Hell. Hold On Me. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.